This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A police officer in Loveland is fired. He hit a woman who was in the hospital. She was in handcuffs. It happened this past weekend. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Officers say the handcuffed woman was being verbally abusive towards the hospital staff and spat on a nurse and an officer. The officer responded by striking her in the face. The victim was treated for minor injuries, and the department later fired the officer. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office is still investigating for criminal charges. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The National Renewable Energy Laboratory is set to expand its research campuses in Golden and Arvada. CPR Sam Brash reports that's with $150 million in new federal funding.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm visited Colorado to announce the investment from the Inflation Reduction Act. That's the landmark climate law President Biden signed last year. She said it would help NREL keep developing new wind turbines, solar panels, biofuels, and other clean tech.
That is the power of NREL. You know, that's what we can expect more of in the years ahead.
The federal funding will help pay for maintenance projects and a new facility to develop sustainable aviation fuels. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Governor Polis has vetoed a bill that would have prevented employers from setting a no-tips policy. It would have let workers in most industries collect a cash tip if a customer offered without worrying about punishment from their boss. In his veto letter, the governor said the state should let workplaces set their own rules. A chance for thunderstorms, maybe some hail across the metro area this afternoon. This is CPR News.